Welcome to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky with Alan Stein and Skip Elliott. Brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime.
Welcome to Local Matters, a presentation of LM Communications, brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime. I'm Skip Elliott with Alan Stein, and today we're happy to have Matthew Lawrence from ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Hello, Matthew.
Well, hello, Skip and Alan.
Oh,
and
it's so interesting to hear your voice on this air.
Am I doing okay?
So far.
Okay, good.
We'll let you know.
You know where your cough switch is? And also Curtis Mitchell from Lexington Parks and Recreation. Hi, Curtis. How are you?
Doing well. How are you all?
We're great.
Now, let's talk about today. We got fun things to do in Lexington, and one of those things is with the Parks and Recreation.
That's correct. Yes. I'm here representing golf, the golf section. I'm the golf services manager with Parks and Rec. And we have a lot of things to offer for Lexingtonians in the summertime.
Well, let's begin. Let's learn more about you. From where do you come? What's your background? How did you get to this big exalted position?
Well, I, my mom and dad.
And it is, by the way, a big exalted
position.
It
is to me.
Yes.
Mom and dad used to actually be in the golf industry. Dad was GM / head professional at Fort Mather Air Force Base in the 80s. So it's kind of in my blood. My brother played professionally for a little while, traveled around the country. I went with him, caddied for him in a lot of different events. Then I got into instruction, teaching golf at variety of places, but Man of War Golf is where I was the last 6 years, running the junior program, teaching, doing several things there, and been around the area. And then this opportunity popped up, and I thought I could come in and help if it's needed.
So we were able, as taxpayers, to lure you from the private sector?
You did, yeah, absolutely.
It must be the big bucks, or is it just multiple golf courses?
I would say an X-Strand pass, I believe it is. By the way, that was such an Alan Stein statement right there. It's unbelievable, but go ahead,
Curtis. Welcome back to the Alan Stein Show.
I wouldn't say big bucks, but I would say opportunity. You know, I think we got a lot of potential with what we have to offer. In terms of parks and recreation and our golf courses. And I think we need to take advantage of what we got.
Well, it sounds like we've got the right guy in the right spot. So that's a good thing.
So far, I'm monitoring.
Matthew, let me ask you this. I mean, you are obviously our talent on air here on sports radio on one of our stations. But you also do Backspin Golf.
I do.
We are the only golf show in the marketplace. But tell me how your engagement in golf came about. How did you become such an expert?
You know what? I never talk about this. Seriously, I never do. It's all because of my twin brother, Mitch. I was living in New York. Both of us, obviously, from New York. I was living in New York. Mitch moved to L.A. in 1976 or 7. I didn't move till 1981. And we grew up playing four sports on Long Island in New York. At that time, because I'm old, both of us are, we're twins, golf was, we used to kick the crap out of guys that played golf, to be honest. It was, nobody played golf. First of all, there were no public courses like we have here.
Right.
It meant you had money or you belonged to a country club, which we didn't. And when Mitchell moved to L.A., I was talking to him on the phone one day. I said, "What have you been doing?" He said, "You're not going to believe this, but I started playing golf." And I made fun of him. I laughed at him. I made fun of him. There I was sitting on West 72nd Street in my apartment. And when he kept playing for about 4 years, when I finally moved out there, not only Mitch, but all my friends were playing golf. That's all everybody did. If you were an actor and you weren't working, you played golf. So I went out with Mitch and some of his friends, and that's really how I got hooked. Well,
because you became not when a pretty I went good
out
golfer. There.
I went out to do a film, but on my days off, and then there was a period of about 6 months where I didn't work. Thanks for bringing that memory.
Well, hey.
I can always count on Alan.
The pointed questions. Yes.
But I will say this, and I've said it before. Everything from the point I moved to L.A. till today that's important in my life is because of golf. Every single thing. I've been coming to Lexington for 35 years to play in the Children's Charity Golf Tournament. I met my wife here at that tournament, so my family is a result of golf. Most of the friends and the places around the world I've traveled are because of playing in charity golf tournaments or meeting people. Golf is the next to my family is the most important thing in my life, really.
It's even how you landed here at ESPN.
I played golf with Lynn Martin 9 years
ago. Did he beat you? Is that
no,
why you're here?
Because I wasn't working for him at that time, so I didn't have any.
I thought it was a dare. No.
Now later on, after I came here,
he wins all the time.
I let him beat me. Yeah,
but, me too.
Yeah, no, it's how I got here. That's exactly right. And luckily, and then I'll let Curtis take over. I say this all the time, every year on Backspin Golf. We have five of the best people here that have never been around the country. Have no idea how blessed we are to have the golf courses, public golf. Mm-hmm. Kearney Hill is as fine a public golf course as there is in America, anywhere. Price-wise, design, it's breathtaking. And we're really blessed to have, and Curtis is in charge now of all five of those
and
courses.
I've been in every single one of those traps. Every one of them.
And they're beautiful traps.
Oh, yeah. I would not have been good in Scotland, therefore I'm not that good at Kearney. Okay. So, tell us more.
Matthew.
Tell us about, you know, what we want to talk about in this series is leisure activities and what we citizens can get into. And so, today's conversation is about in Lexington, if one of those leisure activities happens to be golf, what do we offer?
Right. Well, Matthew touched on it. We have five amazing locations, and it pretty much fits all types of golfers, skill levels, age. You know, you can go from Meadowbrook, which is a par three course, no carts out there. You can go out there and enjoy walking. You know, golf takes a little bit of time. That going there, you can play in a short amount of time, affordable rates, and have a fun walk around a park for the most part. And then you got places like Kearney Hill, who's hosting the 2018 Girls Junior PGA Championship this year. You know,
the National Junior PGA Championship.
It's a large event and a championship venue. So you can have that opportunity to go out and take your family or take your friends to go play something like that at Pete Dye Design Golf Course in your hometown. You know, it's pretty neat. And then we got, of course, like Picadome, which rumor has it that Arthur Hills actually had a hand in helping design that golf course, which is another famous.
I hadn't heard that.
I didn't either. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's another famous. It's not documented in terms of on paper, but
right.
He was building Idle Hour at the time. Picadome was coming around, and it's actually one of the oldest, if not the oldest, country club or private course in central Kentucky, 1927. So it's got some history, and it's a fun course to play, and you get out there, you can actually play foot golf at Picadome if you want to.
And a small aside, my father and his friend, Gay Brewer, caddied together at Picadome.
That's
he drops names left
out,
doesn't he?
You know, I never met Mr. Brewer, but
yeah, the history behind Picadome is pretty vast. You know, Gay Brewer, Masters champion, courses named after him. We have tons of memorabilia around the pro shop, in my office, hanging all over the place.
Is that where your office is?
That is, yeah. I got a really good view of the first tee. So,
he does. I've been in that office.
when it was Big Elm in 1978, I won the club championship at Big Elm.
No joke.
Sixth flight. But nevertheless.
This is why I like you. You didn't have to throw in sixth flight.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
My friends,
listening.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's got some history to it, no doubt. But then you got a course like Tate's Creek and Lakeside that offer everything you can out of a golf course and different locations around the city. I mean, it's really
and all really affordable. That's the thing. It's
now here's what you don't know about Tate's Creek. I am really showing how old I am. Tate's Creek was originally a private club. It was the Jewish Country Club in Lexington. It was indeed.
See, I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Very cool.
Yeah. We were members.
That's very interesting. But they have a nice ballroom over there that we use quite a bit. And we're doing a lot to the golf courses this year. We're adding a few things that are non-golf as well. So if you're a non-golfer, you might want to come out and
like
check
frisbee
out.
Frisbee golf or disc golf?
Well, we have foot golf at Picadome right now. Mm-hmm. That you can play anytime you want to throughout the week. I think it's 1 to 3. We have limited times on it at Picadome, but you can come out and check out foot golf, which is pretty large nationally.
I don't know what that is.
It's golf with a soccer ball. We have 15.
The holes are, wow. As you can see on radio, I'm holding my hand.
Yeah. That big.
The holes are very large. Obviously, a soccer ball can fit in it, and that's how you play.
You play 18 holes?
Yes.
Why don't you call it football?
Because it's on a golf course, wise guy. And they already have a game called football.
So that's a big thing.
It is nationally. I think it's bigger out west than it is here, yeah. but we've done pretty well with it and got some non golfers out to the golf course to enjoy our
pay greens fees for that.
It's a different rate, yeah. But it's a foot golf rate. And you can go out there and walk. You can rent a cart if you want to. But it's a really cool activity. 15-inch cups and you kick it in the cup, and we have it separate from the golf course in a way where the hole locations for foot golf is not on the putting surface.
No. Okay.
Pretty neat.
This is Local Matters, a presentation of LM Communications brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime. Curtis Mitchell is with us from Lexington Parks and Recreation, and so is Matthew Lawrence from our sister station ESPN Sports Radio 1300. What do you offer for kids?
Well, kid, that's a great question. We have in terms of golf course wise, we have Meadowbrook, which is a par 3 course, great place to take children out to. But we've added some junior programming this year too. So we have a golf and swim camp that we've never done in the past, where we're combining a week long camp. This summer we have two different sessions for it, week long, all day camps where they would learn the basics of golf, get some swimming in for fun, and then go back to golf. And that's something we're doing new this year.
Where will that be?
That's going to be at Picadome, Picadome at Tate's Creek. And that's playgolflex.com. You can get on there and check out the registration stuff.
What a great idea.
Yeah, I think it'd be a neat addition to our programming. We have the free golf camp still that we do for the first 60 kids signed up. We do that at Kearney Hill and Meadowbrook as well. So,
how large is the golf population in Lexington?
It's pretty large.
Are we a good golf community?
We are a good golf community. I think we have a lot of options to choose from in terms of golf courses. I think there's a lot of different variety in the surrounding counties as well, outside of Fayette County. And
there are a number of private courses here.
Yeah, and I was also going to say, we're talking about Lexington Parks and Rec, but if you're listening and you have a family and you want to join a private club, and we have several great ones around, it's a great thing to do, especially, well, during the winter, and we've all seen these winters now, what they're like, but Greenbrier, Keen Trace, where we're having the Barbasol Champion, they have wonderful pools where your wife and your family can go and hang out by the pool during the day while you play golf. Those places have terrific food. We have a number of private courses here that are like that. It's not just a golf course. And for the summer, especially if we're talking about leisure stuff, if that's what you're thinking about doing, we have some great private courses and clubs here also.
Let me ask you, you mentioned the Barbasol tournament.
Yes.
For our listeners who are unfamiliar with what that is and what it means, talk to us about that, Matthew.
The Barbasol Championship is a PGA Tour event.
The PGA.
Big tour.
All right.
This year, for the first time, the Barbasol Championship will be held out at Champions at Keen Trace, the 16th to the 22nd of July. This was a tournament that has been around for a long time on the PGA Tour. They were in Alabama the last couple of years. And they're going to be here for 4 years. And it's a huge...
At least
4 years. Right. That's a good point. Hopefully forever. In perpetuity. Yeah. But we're to say we're excited is not – there's not a strong enough word for what we are about this. This is – it's the same week as the British Open, or what we in the golf world call the Open Championship.
Just the Open.
I'm just saying, yeah. But it's that same week. But the field for this tournament is fantastic. The golfers that either don't want to go play in the Open Championship or didn't qualify –
Which is most of them.
Which is most of them.
Right.
They play in this tournament. Last year, we had guys that have 8 major winners played in the tournament last year in Alabama. We feel like this year, it's more guys are going to want to come
and
here.
8 former Riders Cup.
8 former players. Ryder Cup members. It's a big, big, big deal here. And we have volunteer opportunities. If you go to BarbasolChampionshipKY.com, everything about this tournament is on there. We need a lot of volunteers, as do we have a few events that we need volunteers. There's always opportunities
right
around here. But the Barbasol Championship is when we'll be talking much more about that as we move towards the end of July in the tournament.
Chris, let me ask you this. Is golf profitable for our community?
Profitable in the private sector?
Yeah. No, economically.
Economically.
For the taxpayers.
I think it's a great service for the city.
Right.
I think that it allows multiple generations to interact in a sport that's been around for a long, long time. I don't think golf's going anywhere. And I think that, you know, with today's talent on the PGA Tour, the young talent, I think we're starting to inspire some of the youth that potentially could give us a little bit of a return on our investment in 10, 20 years.
Well, there are a lot of golfers, a big population here. Do we have enough courses to handle all our golf?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we have enough courses. And we got quality golf courses, you know, especially here in Lexington.
You didn't get a chance. We probably cut you off. You didn't say much about Lakeside.
Yeah, Lakeside, right on Jacobson Lake, right there, right across the street from Jacobson Park. Really, really neat opportunity. We just hired a new golf superintendent out there.
And it's fantastic.
He's sharp. He's really sharp. Good. Jason Nelson, I'm really happy to see where we're heading with Lakeside.
That course is pretty long.
It is.
Has the longest par 5 in the state of Kentucky. Not for me, but for most players, it's a very difficult. Right. Why are you laughing?
Wow.
It's long and it's very straight. Like it's the longest hole in Kentucky, par 5, and you can tip it out.
Is that right? Is it 636?
You can tip it out more around 650 if you wanted to push it to pin back of the green.
Sometimes I do that if I'm really feeling good. Stop it, Skip.
And we thank everybody for your time today. It's Matthew Lawrence from ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and Curtis Mitchell from Lexington Parks and Recreation. And we really appreciate you guys coming out with us. That wraps up this week's Local Matters, brought to you by Citizens Commerce Bank. Switch one time for a lifetime. Join us next time on Local Matters.
You've been listening to Local Matters, the radio show about all things affecting Central Kentucky, brought to you by Citizens Commerce. Switch one time for a lifetime. The views expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of LM Communications Broadcast Media Group affiliates or sponsors.